you didn't watch our episode on the Deal of the Century, you should, because we decrypted the various ins and outs of the notorious Deal of the Century. In this episode, we show you the world's overwhelming anger and outright rejection of the Zio-American Deal of the Century.
The State of Palestine. Mahmoud Abbas, President.
We will not kneel and we will not surrender. I say to Trump and Netanyahu, Jerusalem is not for sale. All our rights are not for sale and are not for bargain. And your deal, the conspiracy, will not pass. The deal is an Israeli-American preemptive plan in order to put an end to the question of Palestine.
Khalil Al-Haya, Hamas official.
We reject the deal of the century and we condemn the US policy. We say to Trump and to the occupation, you will not find among the Palestinians a single person who agrees to the deal of shame and of the century.
Ismail Haniyeh, head of the Hamas Political Bureau.
He has called on the heads of Muslim and Arab states to categorically reject US President Donald Trump's Middle East scheme, warning that the Palestinian people will never forgive any kind of participation or support for Trump's deal of the century. He stressed the need to take a firm stand against the scandalous bias practiced by the US administration in favor of Zionist settlers and occupation schemes against the land and the holy sanctuaries.
Mohammad Shitaye, Prime Minister.
This plan is 100% biased with the Israelis, and it is in complete harmony with what Benjamin Netanyahu wants, because he is the real author of the plan. The plan carries his same language, ideas, and speeches that we have heard and read previously. The United States cannot grant things it does not possess. These are Palestinian lands, and Israel cannot annex any part of them.
Fawzi Barhoum, Hamas spokesperson.
Palestine will forever remain for its people, the true inheritors of this land, and the Israeli-American duo of evil won't be able to change such a reality despite its power and dominance.
Israel. Ahmed Dibi, Israeli Knesset deputy.
He tore down a draft of the Deal of the Century and stepped on it, saying, "We reject the Deal of the Century and its contents. We will only accept Al-Quds Al-Sharif as the capital of the Palestinian state. Only the Palestinians have the right to determine their fate, not Trump nor his followers."
The Republic of Iraq. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Sistani.
The religious authority severely censures the recently unveiled unjust plan, which is meant to give legitimacy to further occupation of a usurped Palestinian lands. The religious authority reiterates its support for the oppressed Palestinian people in line with their rights to regain their occupied lands and establish an independent state. It calls on Arabs, Muslims, and all freedom-loving people worldwide to back the Palestinian cause.
The State of Kuwait, Marzouq Ali Al-Ghanim, Speaker of the Kuwaiti National Assembly.
He threw a copy of Trump's Deal of the Century into a garbage can, saying, "It's the natural place of the plan." He added, "We offer the occupiers, the Israelis, financial packages, which are twice as much as the aid offered to the Palestinians under the Deal of the Century, in order to return to where they came from. That will be a real deal of the century indeed."
The Republic of Lebanon. The Hezbollah resistance movement.
Hezbollah condemns and rejects the deal of the shame that the savage Trump administration launched against the Palestinian people, their land, their holy sites, and their legitimate and natural rights. Hezbollah's statement added, "This deal wouldn't have happened without the complicity and betrayal of several Arab regimes who are secret and public partners in this conspiracy."
Malaysia. Mahathir Mohamad, Prime Minister.
He considered the deal utterly unacceptable and grossly unjust, saying the scheme legalizes Israeli occupation of Jerusalem al-Quds and that his country won't keep silent on the oppression of Palestinians by the Israeli regime, pointing out, if we too choose to be silent, the blood from the murders and killings of the Palestinians by the Israelis is on our own hands as well. The Islamic Republic of Iran.
Ali Larijani, former Parliament Speaker.
We have to try to make all Muslim countries united against this illegal and inhuman agreement. In fact, this deal and treacherous conspiracy is designed to fulfill the wishes of the Israeli regime in the region.
Hassan Rouhani, President.
He called the deal the most despicable plan of the century.
Mohammad Jawad Zarif, Foreign Minister.
The so-called vision for peace is simply the dream project of a bankruptcy-ridden real estate developer. But it is a nightmare for the region and the world, and hopefully a wake-up call for all the Muslims who have been barking up the wrong tree.
Ali Akbar Velayati, Secretary General of the World Assembly of Islamic Awakening.
Muslims are obliged to throw unequivocal support behind Palestine by using all material, spiritual, and media capacities, public diplomacy, holding rallies, and enlightening public opinion.
The Islamic Republic of Pakistan. The upper house of the Pakistani Parliament.
The 104-seat legislature unanimously adopted a resolution against the deal, saying that the scheme Donald Trump calls the deal of the century is tantamount to an instrument of humiliating surrender for the Palestinians before the oppressor and the aggressor.
The Republic of Turkey. Erdogan, President.
When we look at the stance of countries in the Muslim world towards this step and the announcement text, I pity us. Saudi Arabia mostly, you are silent. When will you speak? The same goes for Oman, Bahrain, and the Abu Dhabi leadership. He added, some Arab countries supporting such a plan are betraying Jerusalem and their own peoples and most of all humanity. He finally called the deal an occupation project.
The Republic of Yemen. Sheikh Shams ad-Din Sharaf ad-Din, Grand Mufti of Yemen and head of Yemen Scholars Association.
In a conference of Yemeni scholars entitled Rejection of Trump's Deal and Prohibition of Normalization with the Zionist Enemy, the Grand Mufti said, Saudi Arabia's fundamental position is that there is no obstacle to granting Palestine to the Jews. Today, the Muslim Ummah is required to form a united front against Israel. There is a crisis of trust in Allah amongst many of those who think that problems can be resolved through abandoning religion.
The Hashemi Kingdom of Jordan.
Jordan warned against any Israeli annexation of Palestinian lands and reaffirmed its commitment to the creation of a Palestinian state along the 1967 lines, which would include all of the West Bank and Israeli annexed East Jerusalem.
Saleh al-Armouti, lawmaker.
It's a violation of the Palestinian people's right to self-determination. This is an act of terrorism.
Zahir Omar, politician.
Our real problem is the occupation. Once the occupation ends, all will be resolved.
The Kingdom of Bahrain.
A number of Bahraini political parties released a joint statement describing the plan as the most flagrant violation of Palestinian rights and a bid crafted to liquidate the Palestinian cause.
the Russian Federation. Dmitry Peskov, spokesman for President Vladimir Putin.
It's plain enough that some of this plan's provisions do not fully correspond to the relevant resolutions by the UN Security Council.
The Republic of South Africa. Cyril Ramaphosa, President.
He compared the deal of the century to regulations in place during South Africa's apartheid period, saying, "As I listened to it and as I read everything that's written about it, it brought to mind the horrible history that we in South Africa have gone through."
The United States of America, U.S. House of Representatives.
Over 100 members have expressed a strong disapproval of the deal of the century.
Dr. Kevin Barrett, political analyst, university lecturer, Islamic studies professor, and author.
"This peace plan is a joke and obviously was drafted precisely to be rejected. It was not ever a peace plan in the first place. The positive side of it is that this ridiculous so-called deal of the century makes it absolutely clear now to everyone. The whole world now knows that the U.S. is just as occupied by the Zionists as Palestine is and cannot be an honest broker." In this episode, we showed you the world's overwhelming anger and outright rejection of America's deal of the century, but there are many more voices opposing the deal of the century that we need to bring to light. So don't miss our next episode on the world's reactions to the Zio-American deal of the century.